You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Show rocking and rolling. It's a Wednesday. It's a hump day. It's a Brewers off day. A strange Brewers off day on a Wednesday. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back with you at 414-799-1250, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. And now we just switch our attention to football, right? We just move on to football and everything else doesn't matter at this point, right, Stevie? It's June.
Why are
almost
we doing
June.
That?
OTAs are going on, right? Practice in shorts. What's more important than that?
No, we can't. We got some unfinished business with the Bucks. We need to talk more Bucks.
All right.
The first time in 25 years we've been able to talk Bucks the way that we've been able to do it. And so I think there's a lot of unfinished business out there, don't you think?
It just makes me sad to talk about.
It just makes me sad,
but yeah, we can do it. And it is
kind of sad talk.
But you're right, because we're finally able to talk about this, and it's meaningful after the season, where you're looking at many opportunities of where the Bucks could continue to be atop the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you don't know. And the Bucks, you know, although they made that run, right, they got a lot of work to do this offseason. It's not just, you know, it's not just be easy like everybody's coming back. I mean, they got some work to do.
And what you're hearing around the NBA is that more and more teams are going to find out that they have a lot of work to do. The Houston Rockets earlier today saying that they're pretty much up for a yard sale. Anybody
wants
to come on in there, they can make the right price. They're even not saying that number 13 is completely off limits, but that it would have to be a trade opportunity that would blow them away to part with James Harden, who still is the reigning MVP. But for the Milwaukee Bucks, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, you host the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show all year long.
Yes, he does.
60-win season, number one overall seed, a trip to the Eastern Conference Finals. Was this season a success for you, a man that had them pegged at 50 wins before we started the year?
I had them at 55, 50-something, 3, something like that. I don't know. But I said at the beginning of the year I didn't care about the regular season. I didn't really care what they did. To me, all it was about was winning a round in the playoffs. If you did that, then I'm good. Then Budenholzer hire was the right hire if you're able to get out of the first round. Not only did they get out of the first round, they took out a pretty talented Boston Celtics team. In the second round, got all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, we can sit here and go back and forth whether or not they should have won that series, who the more talented team is, and all that other stuff, and that's fine. But to me, it is a very successful season for the Milwaukee Bucks. They took a huge, huge leap forward. Speaking of leap, Leroy will be here at 2:30. But that, to me, that was a big statement for this Bucks team. Now, obviously, a very, very important summer for this Bucks organization to see if they can keep this thing together and take the next step, which obviously would be getting to the NBA Finals next season. We'll have to wait and see. But I mean, you're going to end up with, I think, Coach of the Year, Executive of the Year, and John Horst, you're going to get MVP of the year in Giannis, and he's a finalist for Defensive Player of the Year as well. And if you use metrics and stats and all that other happy crap, he's got a very, very good shot of winning that award if all these people voting actually use that stuff. So I don't know how you can't say it wasn't successful. I don't remember anybody, and my memory's bad now. But I don't remember anybody calling into this show when we were doing predictions at the beginning of the year saying NBA Finals are bust. I mean, there were people saying Eastern Conference Finals.
We did get that.
Yeah, there were people saying Eastern Conference Finals, they better at least make the Eastern Conference Finals or I'm going to be pissed. And I wasn't one of those people,
no,
obviously. But so
but
some
you
of you
like
may
most,
not view it as a success.
But you were like most people along the way. You remember we redid it? Were they playing with house money?
Yeah.
Well, and we did that. Everybody called and said, no, this is what
you're this close.
What better happen.
I'll go win it.
And we, you know, I think we did some other topic. Everybody's talking about the finals. So everybody's, I mean, this is, what's the question again?
Was this season a success for you?
It's a great question, but you got to remember, if you're really going to answer the question truthfully, it didn't. I don't think it ended the way that 90% of people thought it was going to end. Most Bucks fans got into it like never before.
And their expectations changed drastically, especially after the Boston series.
Oh, I mean, like, my
throughout
God.
Throughout the year, it changed, and people morphed into being bigger and bigger
building,
Bucks fans.
Building,
but you win
right?
those four straight games against Boston, shut down Kyrie Irving like you did, shut down Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown was probably the best player in the series, or Al Horford for Boston. You're like, who's stopping them?
Right.
And you look around, and you're just like, this is where we're supposed to be. It was similar for me with the Brewers, Gary, last year, because I did not expect the Brewers to be in the NLCS.
Well, nobody did. They had.
But then you go up against the Dodgers. Right. Then you go up against the Dodgers, and I'm sitting here like, they're just as good as the Dodgers. You expect them to kind of win this game. They got home field advantage. They're going to have game seven at their place. But in hindsight, it's hard for me not to say the ride was successful, that it wasn't fun, that it wasn't everything they wanted to be. They grew the fan base. Right?
The Bucks.
The Bucks did.
Oh, yes.
They initiated Fiserv Forum into the city the way that they wanted to.
Yes.
They were lined up on their timeline to be able to compete for the East.
Yes.
When they opened the building.
Yes.
From a business standpoint, it probably was. But from a former player standpoint, how do you put it?
Well, it was successful. Like I say, if those same people that caught the fever. And we were talking Golden State, and we were talking championships. I mean, I don't know if those people are going to call in again because they get kind of scared.
And they could be hurt.
Right. They still could be, you know, a little hurt a little bit. But there were people, we did the show where, and rightly so. I'm not teasing nothing. Rightly so. You should be excited about your team.
No doubt.
You should be happy about the success that your team is having. Listen, you talked about the Brewers up. I think the Brewers and the Bucks probably had, like, parallel success as you didn't think that they could get that far.
Mm-hmm.
Or you didn't know that. I mean, you were hoping. I mean, what was it? You said it right. I think Steve said it right, too. First round.
Yep. Just win the first round.
Just win the first round.
Haven't been able to do that since the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right. That's what we were talking about. Get past the first round. And then that happened. And then all of a sudden there was a groundswell. But I think we saw the groundswell before that. I mean, you ended the season with the best record in the NBA. I just think differently from most people that I think you just got to enjoy the ride, no matter what the ride. Well, I don't enjoy the ride when the Bucks are not doing well.
You can't enjoy a ride when
I'm not enjoying
31.
No, okay.
It's 31 wins.
I just want to make this. I'm not enjoying that. But I think at some point, my expectations for the Bucks is going to be greater than what they were, and I'm going to be expecting more. But if you think of it logically, to me, it's about steps on your way to the championship. And you just hope the Bucks are not as Ron Wolf would say, a fart in the wind. You hope that this is like building blocks for them to – I mean, look at Toronto, building blocks. I mean, to get to where they are. Most teams, you see the success that most teams are having, and you next thing you know, 2-3 years later, they're in it, and they're competing for it all.
And I think a lot of people got taken away and blown away in the idea that, Sparky, this was going to be your best chance to go to the finals and make the impression to Giannis that your team is a championship-worthy team because you are that close, and it's... I can't help but go back to the Brewers because I was on the ride. Like Gary said, I enjoyed every second of that ride, and I went on it with everybody here on the postgame show. But once you get to that point, you don't know. There's no guarantee you're going to get to that place again.
Correct. Right. And like we said, it's an important summer. You don't know what's going to happen. You may lose Middleton and Brogdon. And at that point, then you're pretty much starting over with Giannis at that point, and you may not be very successful next season. And then... try and make another run into free agency along with trying to convince Giannis to stay in a Supermax. Frank Isola wrote another piece for The Athletic. I don't know if you all saw it yesterday. And of course, talking to Mark Lazary, because Isola is going to be his mouthpiece, it looks like, mm-hmm. going forward while he is the majority owner. And within that piece on The Athletic, Lazary pretty much just said, I don't see any reason why Giannis would leave. As long as we continue to show Giannis that we're about winning and competing for an NBA championship and continue to surround him with pieces that he feels are good enough to put him in that position, I don't see any reason why Giannis wouldn't even consider leaving at this point. So he is very confident, regardless of what the Malika Andrews story on ESPN said, that Giannis is staying here long-term and isn't going anywhere. So that's positive. But at the same point, you know, let's say Middleton and Bledsoe, Bledsoe is coming back, but let's say Middleton and Brogdon both come back. You're still not guaranteed that everybody's going to be healthy for an entire season.
No, you never
know. An entire run. I mean, if you look at this Bucks team the last several years, you never got Jabari Parker healthy since he was drafted. That was a colossal fail. Middleton has been hurt along the way. Brogdon has been hurt along the way. It's not like you've had five consecutive years of health for this Bucks team and have been able to see how this whole thing is going to play out. So this year, for the most part, you're relatively healthy, but you missed Brogdon for a chunk of time, and you didn't have that guy out there.
And Bledsoe, when you acquire Mirotić, he goes down.
Right. Bledsoe's had knee issues,
yep.
And you were able to get by relatively fine with Eric Bledsoe this year. And then, obviously, you acquire Paul Gasol, doesn't play all but a couple of minutes. He's hurt and done for the year with surgery. So he's never put in a position to where he can really help. How much he would have helped, who knows. But that hurt, too, a little bit. I agree with you. There's no guarantees that you'll be back in this position in the next 5 years necessarily. But the one nice thing about the National Basketball Association, different from Major League Baseball, the Brewers can have Christian Yelich healthy every year. But there are so many other things that play into a baseball team winning that he really doesn't control it. Because of the way the NBA is put together and how this whole thing operates in basketball, a superstar can at least get you to the playoffs. And then if everybody can get healthy, then maybe you can still get on your run if you have bad health throughout the regular season, where it's not as easy to do in baseball to overcome that with a really good position player or a really good pitcher. There's just too many other moving parts that you need to work in order to get to the postseason in baseball.
It might not have ended how it could have or how it should have, but was the Milwaukee Bucks season a success to you? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. That's the number here at 105.7 FM, The Fan. But if you need some new windows or doors, my man Gary Ellerson has a phone number that you should call.
Guys, my good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. That's no payment until June of 2020. Experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you work with her and her entire team. Guys, they're there to make your job run smoothly. So call them right now at 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PellaWI.com. Ask for the zero down, zero financing, zero payments for 18 months, and tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin that Gary and Leroy sent you.
Was this Bucks season a success to you? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. And you can stick right here for chances at $1,000 at 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, because we love you at 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is the Wendy's Big Show, 2 to 6, right here. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and theradio.com. I appreciate you hanging out. It's a Wednesday. It's a little gloomy outside, though. Like,
dude, it's been gloomy outside for like
what
a
are
month.
Is you this know, ever going to stop?
Just rain every day. this is just straight crazy, bro.
I don't think anybody's played golf in like a month and a half.
Yeah.
I don't think people have, like, baseball games. I was talking to, I was out with the guys from Beauforting last night, and Kevin's kid plays for Brookfield East.
Yeah.
They had like 10 or 11 games rained out this year because it's been gloomy. You haven't been able to do anything.
And it was so stupid for, and it's just me. I'm going to get on my soapbox just a little bit. So stupid for WIAA to just have a spring league.
Well, it all depends if you want the best players to play or not.
You're not going to get any baseball. You're not going to get any baseball in.
Because that's the toughest part. You just can't play games.
This is what was happening, was that they had a lot of the better baseball players simply just not playing with the high school teams in the summer because they wanted to get to the showcases and go around the country with their travel teams and play for these scouts or these college coaches or whatever the case may be, and you just weren't able to do that having a summer baseball league in Wisconsin. So instead of doing it that way, they decided, okay, we want the best of the best to play for our high schools too. So you have the spring league, which now allows them to do that, and then still allows them in the summertime then to play with the travel ball team, which in theory now, should give these top baseball players even more baseball to play than they were getting before.
Going up against kids that are playing in Florida, California, who can play year-round.
What I do not understand, and maybe one day Rick Schlesinger and I can have a conversation about this, and he can explain to me why this doesn't make any sense at all, Sparky, is I don't understand when you have a roof on that stadium and that team's not home for 2 weeks at a time, or a week and a half at a time, or a week at a time, why can't you play high school baseball games in there when all these rainouts are occurring all over the place?
Sure.
I mean, I just... They're not going to share up the field that bad.
You got to think there's money.
A couple of high school games.
Right. So, and I get what you're saying about why they did it. I understand the whole reason behind why they did it. The other reason why they did it, too, is because most of the talented football players that play baseball didn't play summer baseball.
Correct.
Because they had to go to school. So, yeah, they were missing out on 2-4, but here's the thing. Now you got kids that are only playing like 5 or 6 games.
Right. Yep. And now you got guys that were good football players, good track athletes, but they also play baseball. Now they got to pick between track and baseball, and you can't do both of those.
You got to choose between track, baseball, and golf for boys' sports.
And those are 3 of the top 4 or 5 sports that kids are playing.
Where baseball,
in high school.
You didn't have to compete. If you're a smaller school and you're trying to compete now with those other 3 sports, there's no way that you can fill a team.
And like the first time I thought about it, it was like, oh, so they can get the seniors out of there, so they're not caring. Seniors want to keep hanging out, playing ball as long as they can.
As long as they can.
Yeah, no doubt. No chance.
If you're a senior in the summertime, what are you doing?
Things that you shouldn't be doing if you're not playing baseball.
Right. You're getting ready to go to college. But you're still hanging out with all your high school friends the whole summer.
Right. Yeah.
Having bonfires all over the place.
Last couple of times, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
That's what you tell the girl.
Now that's the year.
Last couple of times.
Because long distance doesn't work for anybody.
No.
414-799-1250. Was this season a success to you? 414-799-1250. That's what Mike dialed. He's up on the Wendy's
Big
Show.
What's up, Mike?
What's going on,
hey.
Mike?
Hey. How you guys going?
All right.
I think the season was very successful, and I'm not going to lie to you. As the season went on, my expectations grew. I'm probably like everybody else's. But, at the beginning of the year, somebody would ask me, what do you think they're going to do this year? I was hoping that they'd make it to a second round, and give somebody in the second round a run for their money. But, yeah, it's very successful. And, the bright side of it.
What's the bright side, cuz?
Everybody's talking about who's going to be back. Do you sign Middleton and stuff? Nobody's saying nothing about the guys off the bench. DJ Wilson came on really good for us this year, which before last year he was a nobody. And then this year, all of a sudden, here's this guy throwing in 3-pointers. Vincenzo was hurt most of the season.
What's his name?
Gonna be like?
Vincenzo.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
That's an all-timer.
So It's kind of like there's a lot of there's a lot of good things that you can really stack on this season, I think they're going to get better for next year. They'll be more wiser when it comes to playoff time. But yeah, I thought it was a very successful year, and all I can say is for next year, go Bucks.
There you
appreciate it, Mike. Yeah, go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
And there it is, because that's the optimism you expect to have, Sparky. Because he's right. We haven't talked about the dudes that have shown improvement. We focus on Giannis, that obviously he improved leaps and bounds, but he can still improve. We still believe that there's rings on the ladder that he can keep going up to. But you did see a major improvement from DJ Wilson, who was a first-round pick that you thought was going to go the way of a Rashad Vaughn and be a bust. And now you see that he can be a legitimate serviceable bench player. Same, I think, with Sterling Brown. He played big minutes when he needed to. And you did see improvement from guys that you were hoping to if you're going to continue to build the bench going forward.
Yeah, and the bench is it's going to be all dependent still, I think, on what they do to replace George Hill. Ersan Ilyasova's under contract, so he is back. But you have to replace Miritich.
And Patty C.
Right. You have to replace Miritich. You have to replace George Hill. And then if Brogdon is too rich for your blood and you don't want to match Malcolm Brogdon in restricted free agency, now you have a starting guard position that you have to fill. Now, is Sterling Brown good enough to go fill that starting guard position? And is DiVincenzo good enough to replace him off the bench. Tony Snell is going into the last year of his deal, so he is still coming off of that bench and gives you that option in the starting lineup if they don't find somebody willing to take an expiring in Tony Snell. So it's going to be fun. You know, the one thing that you learn a lot of watching other teams be really, really good is the one thing that tends to be constant normally is three or four of the starting five, when teams get on their run, tend to stay together, right? Not the whole starting five, but three or four of them.
Yeah,
tend to stay
right.
together.
True.
And the benches evolve year in and year out. The bench parts change, right? They're always going to be different. You're going to win championships with different bench components from year to year. So
the David West types, the late veterans that
Sean
are looking to grab around.
Sean Livingston, Iguodala, right? So that's kind of what you have to remember as a Bucks fan a little bit is, look, this team is not going to be identical next year. It's just not. There's going to be different pieces in place that they're going to try and get steals with. You know, they got a steal in Brook Lopez. That worked out really well. Are they going to catch lightning in a bottle again like that? Yeah, maybe, maybe not. Probably not. But now you're in a position, because you got to the Eastern Conference Finals, that now you can go sell to this free agent of, dude, look, come here, play for a little bit more than the minimum. We're going to give you a chance to win a ring. We need you off the bench as our seventh guy. And our second guy off the bench. We need you to be that guy. And the guys are going to look at the roster and go, I think you can win the East. So, okay, let's go. It's going to be a lot easier coming through the East than it is through the Western Conference. Western Conference, you got teams over there that got some money to play with in free agency that can add pieces. You know, Sacramento can add a piece if they want to add a piece.
And they're an intriguing place finally for the first time like ever.
And according to Wojnarowski, the Rockets' entire roster is up for sale outside of James Harden. Everybody is tradable. So who knows what the Rockets are going to look like before this whole thing is said and done. So that I think all plays into being in favor of the Bucks when it comes to trying to find those veteran pieces for that bench going forward.
And for what it's worth, yesterday during the season-ending press conference, Brook Lopez, $3.5 million he signed for this year, obviously going to get a major raise this year, says, I'd love to be back. It's been a great home for me. Absolutely want to be here. We'll see if the dollars and cents can make sense. Mark is in New Berlin. He's up on the fan. Mark, was this season a success?
Are you kidding me, gentlemen? A success. What did Vince Lombardi say? Winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Mm-hmm. We did not win. They showed every flaw we had. They made Giannis look like a D-League player.
Whoa, Mark.
Come on now. What? This was a successful season?
Come on, Mark.
You guys watched the series?
Yeah, I watched the series.
Gary's going to say
they ran out of gas
away from the finals. They came if. This team needs a lot of work.
What did you have them? How many games did you have them winning before the season, Mark?
I had them winning probably around 50 in that weak division.
Okay, 50. So they exceed your expectations.
You know, I had them about 50. LeBron left town. I had them about 50 wins.
So 50, they exceed your expectations.
What's the difference? It's 50 or 60. What is it? How does it matter now?
Well, 60 means that you're
Toronto
better.
Toronto was the eighth seed.
Toronto was what?
The finals.
They were the second seed.
I mean the second seed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they won 58 games. So I mean they were no slouch. What was your playoff expectation going into the year, Mark?
My playoff expectation was we were going to beat Boston, and then I knew Kawhi Leonard was just too much to handle.
Okay.
Well, if you had them at 50 wins, you didn't think they could beat Boston at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, Boston. Oh, I forgot Boston was the end all be all another team that needs work. You know, we're lucky we're not in this with Golden State. This would even make me feel worse. The fans should be happy they lost to Toronto.
What?
Oh, heck yeah. Can you imagine getting blown out in four games by Steph Curry? Oh, God, we feel worse than that. So I'm happy, you know, I'm not happy we lost, but I knew it was coming. Like I predicted, what, 5 games ago for you guys?
Okay. All right, Mark.
So you're happy we're not playing Golden State. Did you say that, Mark?
You're darn right.
You're darn right.
I'm happy I'm not fighting Mike Tyson.
Well, I mean, you'd have got like $10
million. Yeah, I would have got some money, but I wouldn't have a head. Giannis, Dave, you could put 3 Giannises on the court against Steph Curry and Golden State, and we still wouldn't win.
Okay.
And now they know how to stop Giannis? Oh, God. I'm sure they watched the film, huh?
Yeah, most teams probably watched film. They probably picked up everything they did. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, it's going to be, you know, just be happy. Just look at all the faults we have, and we just got to fix them.
And how do they fix them, Mark?
Well, first, we'll look for Wes Eden and what's his name to take out a full-paid ad. So, who used to take out that full-page ad and thank all the fans for giving them all the money? Oh, Antanasio. we'll get that little thing coming in about a few couple of days in the Journal Sentinel. Then they're going to say we're going to do our best to sign all these players.
Sure.
You know, and you know, but we also forget Toronto's probably going to sign some players. Portland's going to sign some players. Boston's going to sign some players. How many players are going to go around?
All right.
So,
okay.
There's nothing we can do with this team.
Nothing we can do.
Oh, okay.
What can we do? What can we do? It's a kidnap step today?
All right, Mark. Hey, take it easy, man. All right.
Wow. Hey, can we
make sure I'm not driving on the same road as that dude?
Let's see if we can turn that around.
Angry dude. Stevie, can they do anything with this team?
Yeah. Of course they can.
Yeah.
Of course.
Hey, yeah.
Look, we talked about this yesterday. It was our first topic. Wasn't it our first topic yesterday or the day before?
It was.
About,
yesterday.
You know, do you think this team can win a championship if they stay all together?
Yeah.
And we had the whole big conversation. Gary said Giannis has to take another big step if that's going to happen. I said Bledsoe and Middleton have to figure out how to get their games to the next level and figure out how they have to be aggressive game in and game out and not be so passive depending on the game they're playing. So we had the conversation in the 2 o'clock hour yesterday. So I think we all think they can get to the championship with what they have, but certain things have to change a little bit. Now, can they get to the championship if they lose Middleton and Brogdon and don't replace them with players of the same caliber? No. Then it's going to be a big step backwards next year. And then you're planning to get to the next summer to go bonkers in free agency and try and get somebody to come in and play with Giannis. And oh, by the way, that summer is also the year that you have the chance to give him the Supermax extension. So not only do you have to get a free agent and prove to Giannis that you're here to stay and here's your nice young stud to go along with you. See, that's the thing, though, Billy. They could lose Middleton. They could lose Brogdon, right?
Absolutely, they could, yes.
And then the following summer, they sign Anthony Davis and give Giannis the max extension.
They could.
And Anthony Davis and Giannis are the two superstars that are going to carry Milwaukee for the next 5 years after that.
You need to stop, Steve.
Well, so,
but that sounds good. But
my point just is that if you lose Middleton and you lose Brogdon, let's say, doesn't mean, oh boy, they're going to suck for 10 years now. Because you're still going to have so much money available going forward that you can still sell this with Giannis being a superstar of somebody else to come here and play. Somebody that doesn't crave the huge market and all that other stuff.
Attention.
Which everybody doesn't crave that.
Did somebody say bonkers?
We go with bonkers. Yeah, that's way too tough. Holy cow. There we go. For the Milwaukee Bucks. We go with bonkers. Yeah, we true to the game.
B-U-C-K. Yes, you know the name. We go with bonkers. How you spell it?
B-O-N-K-E-R-S. Bonkers. I think
Mark is going bonkers.
He was going bonkers. he said there's nothing you can do.
Hey,
do
we have that recorded? Can we turn it around a little bit?
Yeah, no, we'll turn it around. We'll let everybody. If you missed Mark,
let's turn it around.
We'll get you some more Mark. Was this season a success to you, Bucks fans? 414-799-1250. More of your reaction and a chance at $1,000 next.
You know, we're lucky we're not in this with Golden State. This would even make me feel worse. The fans should be happy they lost to Toronto.
What?
Oh, heck yeah. Can you imagine getting blown out in four games by Steph Curry? Oh, God, we feel worse than that.
So you're happy we're not playing Golden State. Did you say that, Mark?
You're darn right.
You're darn right.
I'm happy I'm not fighting Mike Tyson. You know, Giannis, you could put three Giannises on the court against Steph Curry. And Golden State, we still wouldn't win.
Okay.
Now they know how to stop Giannis. Oh God, I'm sure they watched the film, huh?
Yeah, they probably did, Mark. That was Mark. Just last segment here on the Wendy's Big Show. Welcome back, everybody. 105.7 FM, the Fan, 12:50 AM, the Radio.com. He was juiced up. Mark was feeling it. He said that he is glad the Bucks don't have to play the Golden State Warriors in the NBA Finals because it just would have made him feel worse. I don't feel all that good. After that kind of a beatdown that you take in four straight games against the Toronto Raptors, but it doesn't mean that I didn't want to play for the championship.
You know what?
Title.
I still feel good about this team, and the reason I say because I still think we have a transcending player in Giannis. I still believe that.
Mm-hmm. And I believe most people would believe that, right? Anybody else at the table? Leroy Butler just leaped
in. And the only reason why I would say that, because I know Giannis is going to work on his game and get better.
Marcus, just kidding.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what that means.
What?
What?
Whatever the word.
Transcending?
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Means that the talents will go beyond the era of basketball that he is in. He transcends generations. He could compete and be dynamite in any era, any
time. I can say that about a lot of people. That don't make you win.
Well, right. No, I mean, I could say that about Hall of Famers.
So you got to have guys. Yeah, I mean, because Michael Jordan was already transcending. He was scoring 50, 60, 70
Jordan's
points.
Man.
Well, he was transcending, but you're right. He didn't win that until he got Scottie in them.
That's
you're right.
Put the pieces around.
You're right. I mean, didn't they have Reggie Theus with him for 1 year?
Now, that guy has some great hair.
I'm going back too far. Then.
Reggie Theus, I think, was
did Reggie Theus play for the first year?
I think so, yeah.
Then they got rid of Reggie. Reggie Theus had good hair. He had great. Reggie Theus had good hair.
Was Doug Collins his first coach? Was the second coach?
Second
Who was
coach.
His first coach? In Chicago.
That wasn't Doug Collins?
He got pegged as a coach
Collins
killer for a while, didn't he?
Who?
Michael Jordan?
Well, he ran
first couple
of
years.
That guy's hard to coach, man. Just give me the ball and move. But the triangle helped him, though.
Sure, where he was able to settle down and focus with him.
Yeah.
Go to Trell on the north side of Milwaukee. T, was this a successful season for you?
I'm undecided on that because I think if you look at it from their loss the last two rounds, I mean the last two first round the last couple years, and now this year they go to the conference finals, you would say that's a progression, and that means that it would be a success. But if you take the totality of what happened this year, they were the best team in the league for the most part. And I thought they should have, I thought they could have, even though they didn't, make it to the finals. So in that regard, I think it's a big disappointment. I don't know what they're going to do, but they're going to have to get some players around Giannis that can play in the playoffs because Eric Bledsoe cannot perform in the playoffs. This is the second year in a row, two different teams, so it's not you can't use the same team he's having an issue with. Two different teams, two different organizations. He just, I don't know if he falls or wilts under the pressure or what it is, but he just is at a position where you're paying him and he's not playable. You can't pay a guy $17, $18 million and depend on him to be a contributor. And a lot of times in the series, he's not even playable.
So should they trade him, Terrell? Should they trade him?
I think what they did was still a good decision to sign him because he could be an asset at the price that he's at that you can flip him and get somebody that can help you in another way.
Okay.
Because they have to get a playmaker at the guard position. When I say playmaker, somebody who can make plays that Giannis does not have to be the end-all, be-all, that once a zone defense shuts him down, you have no other options. For a 60-win team, that should never happen. So they definitely have to upgrade that position. I don't care if Milton comes back or not. He had 20 points the last two games of the series, 6 points game five at home crowd, 14 points to game six. Don't care if he comes back. Never.
What about the one he hit up? What about the one he hit for 30?
I wouldn't.
Oh. Perfect. So, his phone.
Whatever they got to do, definitely.
Broke up when he asked that question.
That's pretty typical of what happens.
Was it a success or not? Did he say?
He said no.
He said parts of it were, but once the way that it ended, no.
Terrell's all over the place.
Because of his expectations changing, similar to how a lot of people did say that theirs were. That they changed throughout the season, and then he wasn't able to look at it the same after you get to a certain point, up 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Final.
Going back to what you were asking about before the break with Jordan, who he had and all that other stuff his first year.
Yeah.
I always get this guy's name wrong, so I apologize if I'm saying it wrong.
That's Mandela.
For the millionth time. He doesn't know who he is. I think it was Kevin Lowry is how you say it, or Kevin Lowry.
No.
Lougheri. That was his coach.
That was his first head coach?
Correct. And they were 38-44, lost in the first round to the Bucks and the NBA playoffs.
Take that.
Hold on.
I've got the roster.
No. Give me what's the points he had in those games?
His rookie year?
Oh, in the playoff run?
That against Boston. I mean, against Milwaukee. The Bucks, right? They lost against the Bucks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do they have any numbers, stats on that? What did he do?
Yep.
And this just really him by himself. Well, I think maybe Reggie Theus for bars on the team, but this is
Michael Jordan in that series in four games. Mm-hmm. He averaged 29 points per game, almost 6 rebounds, 8.5 assists, almost 3 steals, and a block per game, and played about 43 minutes per game in that first round.
Almost 29 a game.
He was 1 of 8 from 3. And 3-pointers in that series.
Well, see, he wasn't a good shooter when he first came into the league.
He's just a playmaker. Remember.
No, he was just the most dynamic playmaker.
He's very
right?
athletic, yes.
He right. flew.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Steve.
So, yeah, so there you go. So, 29 points. Who's the next leading scorer in the playoffs that year was Orlando Woolridge.
Oh, the big O.
He played about 42 minutes. He averaged 20.5 points per game.
Oh, yeah, him.
Then Quentin Daly averaged 15 points per game in 32 minutes played. Sidney Green averaged 10 points, 5 boards, and 18 minutes per game
that was
in that
an R&B
series.
Singer.
Wesley Matthews Sr. was on that team. He averaged almost 23 minutes a game, had 7 points, 3 assists per game. So Rod Higgins was on that team. He didn't play much, though. Dave Corzine was on that team. David Greenwood was on that team. So there you go.
There it is. 29.
Now, the Bucks roster.
A lot of guys, I have no idea who they were.
The Bucks roster.
Who was the coach? Loaded. Who was the coach?
That was should have been Nelson, I think.
Well, the Bucks were loaded. Well, loaded to what right. the Bucks standards were. They had a lot of players. That, I mean, would you consider Sidney Moncrief great?
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Wait. There's different levels of Hall of Famers. Would you say or no?
Well, if you're a Hall of Famer, well, yeah, of course. But a Hall of Famer should mean you're great.
Hall of Famers are
right.
Hall of Famers.
Maybe not in the greatest of all time category, like top 5 player of all time.
Right.
But if you're a Hall of Famer, you are a great,
what do you think,
great basketball player.
Like Sidney Moncrief, you say, what if Giannis is Sidney Moncrief?
He's already better.
Would you take that?
Yeah.
No, I mean, not the game. I mean, not the game, but like.
Career.
No,
because Moncrief doesn't have a ring.
Okay.
For me. In that series,
so the team thing, not in-
Terry Cummings averaged 29.5 points per game in that series.
Oh,
9 rebounds, 3 assists per game.
Well, Terry was awesome.
Sidney Moncrief in that series averaged 26.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 5 assists per game in that series. Paul Pressey had 14.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, 6.5 assists, 3 steals per game from Paul Pressey. He was a forward, by the way.
Yeah, but he was point forward.
Ricky Pierce, 10 points.
Come off the bench and let you
3
have
boards.
It.
Shooter.
2.5 assists. Shooter. All I saw on that team, Paul McCaskey, Craig Hodges, who eventually would play for the Bulls.
Shooter.
Alton Lister, Randy Brewer, Charles Davis.
Oh, I just did.
All those guys.
Yeah, dark throwers. Just shoot.
Billy, you have no idea.
Yeah, you guys ready to come back to the 21st century, or are we all going to hang out?
No, we're good.
We're good? Okay, cool. Because I don't know what they were doing at Wendy's, but they got some pretty cool deals now that you can take advantage of.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I don't think they had the 50 cent Frosty deals back then.
That could have been like the normal price for a large.
No.
You
think
in
the
80s?
You know
what I do?
Back in the 80s, I could tell you, you used to go to Wendy's. I used to be able to get the large chocolate Frosty for 40 cents. And it was just the best. I don't even know. These kids these days, you got to buy 50 cents. You only get a couple of scoops.
I'm going to do that.
You done?
I was just asking.
When you don't know if something is still going on as a promotion, just ask for it. They'll give it to you. They're not going to argue with you.
No. Right
They're
now,
not.
You're going to enjoy a delicious.
It's about customer service.
If anyone has a free window promotion, let me know.
Mandela could use it. Fuel tank?
Is this something we need to talk to at 5
Did you hear about Mandela last night?
Yeah, we can save it for after the break.
Mandela also had his issues with his car.
We need to find out.
I can't get to Wendy's right. Well, I guess I could get to Wendy's. Yeah. There's
Uber Eats.
There's a will, there's a way.
Right now, you can enjoy delicious Frosty at Wendy's for only 50 cents. Whether you like chocolate or vanilla Frosties, both are delicious. Eat it with a spoon, one of the delicious cookies, your finger like Leroy, or a French fry. It's just 50 cents either way. Hurry into Wendy's and treat yourself to a 50 cent small Frosty right now. Today at a participating Wendy's for a limited time.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250. Was this Bucks season a success? We'll talk to Mark Simon in 1 hour
the
from right
Mark
now.
We just played.
Talk to some, no, this will be a different one. This one will make everybody feel good instead of what Mark in New Berlin just decided to let Mark everybody Simon. Else know that he believes that the Bucks
solution.
Are lucky. Bucks fans are lucky they don't have to play the Golden State Warriors. That is a heck of a winner's mentality. You get that on the Wendy's Big Show. people do some crazy things for baseballs. We're just watching on the ABC audio video flat panel a game going on between the Angels and A's. This kid, Gary, what would you say, maybe 15, 16 years old, somewhere about there?
Somewhere about there.
He climbs over six rows to try to get this foul ball and then doesn't get it. Luckily, it wasn't some random. Like, did you see the video? It was going viral a couple of weeks ago, maybe a week ago, at the Ohio State-Iowa game. And the one guy is looking, little kid goes and run, grab the baseball, and Iowa fan just gives a one-hand shove to the little kid, grabs a baseball, and holds it up. Nobody's cheering for you, buddy. Nobody. Not even your wife.
Yeah, and you're not getting that, cuz. Come on, man. What?
You're getting no love for that.
But this kid here, though, he was climbing across seats. I mean, could you imagine how painful that could be?
That could not have worked out well. I would have just...
There's no cup protection at all there.
No, you got to have some incredible core strength to be able to keep yourself going, but you got to have some elasticity to...
cup protection there, bro.
Man, Gus is on the north side of Milwaukee. Gus, was this Bucs season a success to you?
Oh, yeah. I say yes, it's a success because it's a learning thing. I don't think that you can take a team that just got out of the first round of the playoffs for the first time, this group, and then this is their first time getting out of the first round, getting out of a series. So we go from being happy that they just got out of a series to expecting them to win it all, and all that might have been just a bit too much of a jump. And I also wanted to say that Giannis is just learning. He's just learning. Kawhi Leonard's already been there. Kawhi Leonard was the MVP of the finals when they stopped Miami from three-peating. Back in the day when San Antonio stopped Miami from three-peating, it was Kawhi Leonard that won the MVP of the finals.
Yep.
So this guy knows what he's doing. So you got some guys who are trying to figure out what to do, playing against a guy who knows what to do. Now the next time the Bucks find themselves in that position, they'll be better off from this experience.
Appreciate
you guys. Have a good day.
Appreciate it, Gus.
Great
you too.
Phone call. And I understand that's the – we're talking about, again, how an ascending team. But they're not an ascending team anymore because the team won't be together. We have people calling up, don't even like Bledsoe, and he was one of your prized possessions.
He was the people's champ for a couple of months.
When he signed the contract, now people don't even want it. They never wanted Middleton. I get it. So this team will be all broken up. You can almost say you can almost start over. I don't know what.
But Leroy, that's what happened to Toronto, essentially, right?
They went all in. They said gotta get.
But they
Kawhi
broke
Leonard.
It up.
Well, yeah, with DeRozan.
Essentially, yeah.
They broke it up, didn't blow it up. I think that there's like two different thoughts of it. Yep.
And didn't blow it. Yeah. Right.
So they got that's the decision that Horst and Budden has to make, because what direction you want to take this team? I mean, because there's a little truth to what Mark was saying, though. I mean, it really is. But so how do you view this team? Now, you don't want to be like one of the worst franchises in the NBA, the Knicks and the Lakers. You're above that.
Wow, you just threw your own Lakers in there.
That's horrible. They're terrible. You don't want to be that. But you also want to build off of this and say that we value our – here's the good thing about this, though. They don't value players like we do down there at the Fiserv. And I'm assuming all their offices are down there somewhere. I don't know. So they don't look at Bledsoe the way that most people look at it, and they don't look at Middleton that way, and they don't look at Brook Lopez that way, which is good, because if they react the way fans act, you'll change teams like a fantasy every week. You want to pick certain players. So with that being said, of course it was a success, because me, of course, know it was a success, because I didn't know what the unknown was going to be. Hey, I never even know what Budden and these guys want. 38 games. Okay, great. What's the difference between 38 games and 60 games when you come home and not in the finals? Not a whole bunch. But I disagree with that. People are walking around as if that for some reason this was a magic carpet ride. No, this team beat teams legitimately and blew them out.
You're right.
They
blew them out.
Yeah.
Good teams.
They didn't get a whole lot of cheap wins.
Good teams and bad teams. They beat them all. So you assuming that this, but I never thought, and I don't think anybody did, they could lose four straight.
If they would have won the NBA Finals, they would have been considered one of the best teams, one of the best years in NBA history.
Yes.
Because of what they did to people in the regular season, and then to finish it off with an NBA Finals run and to win the whole thing, this would have went down as one of the better seasons that we've seen in NBA history.
And so well, let me ask you this. Do you consider Golden State, the 73-9, one of the best teams of all time?
Yep.
Yeah.
They didn't win the championship.
Yep.
I think it's two different seasons, me personally. The 73-9, or whatever it comes up to, that was a great season for Golden State. Now, did they were up, and then, you know,
LeBron Draymond James reached up. Yeah.
And then he got suspended. Hey, listen, all that goes into it. The Bucks win was successful. We would not have, what's it called? The Beer District.
Yeah,
that
the
too.
Beer District.
Yeah.
You could call it the Beer District.
See, I don't
to
even drink,
honest,
so I don't know what they call. I just know every time you had thousands of fans down there, that's a success. There's nothing negative about that. That. Yes, wear your Fear the Deer shirt.
Well, from a business model, it was a success.
From everything.
Made a ton of money.
Can you imagine, I said this before, can you imagine sitting back in that big old office at somewhere in Fiserv, I ain't never even heard of them before, and somebody come to you, well, you want to be naming right? I don't know if I want. You know what? Let's do it. Ask them, was it a success? Seeing them on TV every night? Are you kidding me? Of course it was a success. Now, do you want more? Of course. You have to channel the energy of being negative, that upset about them losing. I get that as well. Because if we can rewind back when they were up 2-0, a lot of people start cashing checks. And you know about cashing checks. I don't like checks. I like direct deposit. It go in at midnight. I ain't waiting on, man, the mailman could be fighting off a dog or something. Man, hold my check up. I want a direct deposit.
I love this guy.
And that's what the Bucks are going to be in the future. Direct deposit.
414-799-1250 is a phone number, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. If you miss anything we talk about here on 1057FMTheFan, the Wendy's Big Show, the Bill Michaels Show, Chuck and Winkler, the Bayview Shade and Blind Postgame Show, anything. Cutting Edge Outdoors, you got to check that out. 1057FMTheFan.com. Click on Fan On Demand. It's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC. Highway 100 in Greenfield. Take a time out from the Bucks conversation, and we'll talk about something happier. Well, maybe not necessarily last night, but it'll cheer you up.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.